This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
There is really just one question in the media world today. How do you make money? Some have figured it out, some haven't. It's a question that applies to old media and new, big companies and small, really small companies sometimes. The blog has, over the past 10 or 15 years, proved a decent way for people to start a business built around their interests and, if they're good enough and stick to it long enough, make a living at it. Joy Cho runs Oh Joy. It's a style and design blog based here in Los Angeles from which she does make a living. Joy, thanks for coming to the studio.
Thanks for having me.
I guess we should do the origin story first, right? I mean, 2005, you've moved and you're looking for something to do, so you start a blog?
Yeah. So I had left New York, had a couple jobs there as a designer. I'd moved to Philadelphia with no job. And while I was interviewing, I had to start freelancing as a designer to make ends meet. In the meantime, a friend of mine suggested, why don't you start a blog? And I really was like, I don't know what a blog is.
Yeah.
I mean,
2005, right?
Yeah, 2005. Yeah. I never had read blogs. I had thought of them as simply online diaries. I thought of Doogie Howser back in the day when he was journaling on his computer.
Yeah, yeah.
And I really didn't think anybody would care what I had to say or anything. But as somebody who's very visual, who's always collecting things, who's always trying to save visuals for future reference, I thought, okay, well, at least I can put them online and I can share them with people if they decide they want to view them with me.
One of the reasons we wanted to talk to you was because you announced, what, just a couple of weeks ago, that you're going to get rid of advertising on your site.
Yes.
It's phasing out, I think we should say. I thought that was how bloggers made money, was getting ads up there and you know, using that as the platform.
Well, I really think it's changing. I had ads on my site for a very long time. However, in the last several years, brands and bloggers have been partnering together a little bit more on sponsored content.
Yeah.
And I find it to be much more meaningful, much more interesting, and much more creative, and a way to work with a brand in a way that it benefits everybody.
So how does that work? I mean, you know, pick a brand.
Sure.
and they come to you and say, hey, Joy, we dig your stuff. Let's do something together. Is that basically it?
Exactly. So a brand ranging from a tiny boutique brand to a very large corporation will start to see the value of working with somebody who has some sort of reach and some sort of aesthetic.
Let me get some metrics here just to get into the blogger language.
Sure.
Talk to me about your reach.
Okay. So my blog gets about 550,000 page views a month. I have various followings on social media, so over 100,000 on Instagram, over 40,000 on Facebook, over 60,000 on Twitter, and then on Pinterest, 13.5 million followers.
Ooh. Wow, which makes sense for a design thing, right?
Yes.
Yeah, totally makes sense. Anyway, so the brands see your numbers and they say, all right, we got to hook up with this woman, and then how does it go?
So they come to me with their purpose. For me, it's very important to know what that purpose is because obviously they have a motive and there's a certain end goal that they have. But at the same time, for me, I really want to make sure that if I'm going to create a DIY or a recipe or a video or something that's going to be sponsored by a company, that it still feels authentically me and it still feels like content that my readers would enjoy and it's not just a commercial.
Well, how much do you worry about either actually selling out or just being called a sellout?
Well, you know, yes, it's certainly a concern. I think that every blogger, once you start to do this, it's something that you want to make sure that you're very aware of. Also, what I prefer is a lot of underwritten sponsored content. Say you have a bottle of water. Rather than it being, hey, this is Joy, here's a bottle of water, and I'm showing it in front of my face, and it's like a commercial, maybe we talk about something about feeling refreshed or a way to add really beautiful fruit ice cubes to a glass of water. And it's a little bit more about lifestyle. It's not necessarily about the water and that brand. And then, hey, P.S., this was brought to you in collaboration with XYZ Water Company.
Do you ever look around and acknowledging that it took you, what, 2 years to start making money from this thing?
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever look around and say, man, I get paid for this?
Yes. I mean, pretty much every day. It's pretty amazing.
Joy, thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
Joy Cho. The blog is called Oh Joy.